I've been chatting to people on a daily basis in relation to this. I'm also chatting to companies that mean they have lorries, also to the transport for schools, kids going to school, but wing mirrors are getting broken on them. But all these back roads, I mean, and major junctions need to be looked at as a matter of urgency. And also, if it's not an onus on the council, well, then the council needs to be chatting to the landowners that own this land. As I mentioned at the meeting, I mean, you know, the Ballydevil crossroads, I mean, you know, I don't care who owns the land each side. This is an accident waiting to happen. I mean, we all heard about the Ballydevil crossroads, how bad it is with overgrown trees and that. So, I mean, it has to be done as a matter of urgency. And then if we have to go back to the landlords, we'll go back to them. But, I mean, we have this on a daily basis. I mean, I'm getting calls basically from Bundoran right down to Glencolumbkill on a daily basis in relation to hedges, dangerous junctions, I mean. And now it's time, basically, that we all stood up and play our part, let it be the council and also the landowners, to make sure that the safety of the general public is at first hand.
But it's not really fair in the council, is it? I mean, ultimately, the responsibility is with the landowners. The council's budget can only stretch so far. Like, the landowner is responsible for cutting their own hedges.
Yes, I mean, you're right in that question. And I stress that here today. I mean, but that's why I'm putting out the appeal to landowners to make sure that they play their part. But also, if there's a dangerous junction or a dangerous crossroads, I think, basically, no matter who owns the land, it's up to the council to make sure that they are seen and that people can get viewing points when they come to these junctions and that. But, I mean, we all have to play a part here, the farmers and the council, to make sure that we have better safety for people involved.